Hello, everybody. This is your psychic, Christine. I know you guys haven't heard from me for a while, but I have 20 questions for you. So be sure to get a pen and paper handy or open up the notes in your phone. And after listening to this episode, make sure that you jot down, because you'll have time to reflect, but I'm going to ask you all of the questions. And this is to help you work on self-discovery. So this is what these 20 questions are going to be all about. So again, get a pen and paper, get your notes on the phone ready, and let's begin. 20 questions. First question is on time management. How do you make time for your passions? What makes it hard for you to prioritize your passions regularly? Got that? What makes it hard for you to prioritize your passions regularly? Next question, embracing change. How do you feel about your interest evolving? Are you open to trying new things if your interests change? Are you open to trying new things if your interests change? Meaning, if you're one of those kind of people that routine starts to frustrate you, your mind needs a challenge. How open are you to new things? Next question is on personal trust. How do you decide which passions to pursue? Do you trust your instincts when exploring new interests? Are you afraid to trust your own instincts? Is basically the question. Fulfillment. What makes you feel successful in pursuing your passions? How important is feeling fulfilled in your passion pursuits? Overcoming challenges. How do you handle obstacles when pursuing your passions? What keeps you motivated during tough times in your passion journey? Next question on support system. Do you seek help from others when exploring your passions? How does having support impact your passion pursuits? Question number seven, self-reflection. Do you often think about your passion journey? What have you learned about yourself from reflecting on your passions? Number eight, goal setting. Do you set goals for yourself when pursuing your passions? How do these goals affect your satisfaction with your passion pursuits? Okay, we move on. How do you bring focus back to the present? When you find your mind kind of drifting off with distractions, how do you bring your focus back to the present? How do you show yourself compassion during distractions? What senses help you ground? Or I'm sorry, what senses help ground you during mindfulness? When do you feel most present and engaged? For example, when you're socializing, when you're home alone, when do you feel most present and engaged? How do you include mindfulness in your daily life? Where could you add mindfulness to your routine task? Now, if you're confused about what mindfulness in fact is, mindfulness is just being present and being mindful of yourself and your surroundings, being in the here and now. Have you tried guided meditations or mindfulness apps? And would you consider attending mindfulness workshops? If yes, why? Or if not, why? Where do you reflect? How do you ensure it's quiet? How often do you reflect? And what time works best for you? What do you do to minimize distractions? How do you stay focused? How do you calm your mind when negative, intrusive thoughts start to pop in? Do you have any relaxation techniques? What stood out to you recently, and how do you process it? What questions guide your reflections, and how do they help? Do you journal? How does it aid in your reflection? How do you handle emotions? Why is it important? How do you review your decisions? What do you look for? How do you stay kind to yourself? And why do you think it's crucial? How do you approach exploring new interests? And why do you think it's important to remain open-minded during this process? Can you recall moments when you felt deeply fulfilled? What activities were you engaged in during those times? Have you compiled a list of activities that interest you? What criteria do you use to determine what excites you? How do you begin exploring new activities? What are some ways you've experimented with new interests on a small scale? Why is it important to view exploration as an experiment? How do you approach trying new things outside of your comfort zone? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, take your time to jot down these questions and try to answer them. And I would love to see some of the answers in the comments. I'd love it for you guys to share. And if you find my episodes and this podcast helpful and interesting, or if you have any suggestions, I would absolutely love for you to go ahead and leave a review. I'd love to see some of your comments. Your reviews are very important to me, especially if you're listening in on iTunes. And I will be putting up some new content soon that's going to be very helpful to you. And I also want to talk more about relationships and how to help you work it out. Thank you all so much for listening in. I'm looking forward to seeing any comments. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Thank you so much, everybody, and I'll be uploading some new episodes soon. Sending you out lots of love and light, and wishing you all the very best of luck. Namaste.